Okay, Tereb Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Beis. So we're going through the Dal Misos Beis Din. We already described the procedure for Skila. So now says the Mishnah, Mitzvah Sanisrafin, the way that they would do the Sreifa, is so Yimashakan Asa Bezevel Arakavosov, they put him up to his armpits in manure, so he cannot move. And also in Sutra Kasha L'toch Harakav Korich Al Savaro, they would put a hard rope inside a softer rope and wrap it around his neck. Zemo shechetzo, v'zemo shechetzo. Two people on either side would yank at it, ad shopseach his piv, until it would open his mouth. O madikas apsila, and they would burn some lead. V'zorko l'toch piv, and pour it down his throat. V'yaredzus l'toch me'av, v'chomeres es p'nei me'av, and would go down into his intestines and burn out his intestines. Rabbi Yehuda mer af hu im meis piyadam lo im mekaymin bo mitzvah sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says that if he were to die by the strangulation before they poured the lead in, they did not fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifa, and therefore they would not choke him, rather they would just open up his mouth in some other way, more manually. They would open his mouth with a sort of instrument like tongs, they would force his mouth open. They would force his mouth open that way. Shel b'tovaso means forcing him. Umadligas apsila v'zorka l'toch piv, and then they would light lead and they would pour it down his throat. Via redus l'toch meav v'chomer ses p'nei meav. And again, it would go into his intestines and burn out his intestines. Amar Blazer b'tzaduk. Blazer b'tzaduk says, "Ma'isa bas kohen achash azinza." One time there was a bas kohen who was mezana, and therefore she was chayv sreifa. V'kifur chavilis murus usrafuha. And the way that they burned her is they just wrapped her in flammable material and burnt her alive. So that must have happened because Beis Din had no idea what they were doing. Had the Beis Din been more aware of the halacha, you know, that must have been a Beis Din of tzedukim. But if had the Beis Din been aware of the halacha, they never would have done something like that. They would have done sreifa the way you're supposed to do sreifa. Mishnah Gimel, mitzvahs hanaragim, the way hereg would work, the way that they would behead a person. They would just cut off his head with a sword, just like the malchus would do it, just like the government would do it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nivel huzeh, that is a nivel, because you're going to have a body severed with a severed head that just lands on the ground. So rather what they would do is they would put his head on a block, and they would chop it with an axe. So Amalov said, that is also kind of gross, meaning that's also going to be a terrible nivel hames, you know, to behead with an axe is a pretty strong thing. Mitzvahs hanechnakin, the mitzvah of nechnakin, of doing chenek, hayumishakin also bezavel arakavosav, they would put him in manure up until his knees so that he can't move. Venosin sudar kasha l'toch haraka, and they would put a very coarse cloth inside of a softer type of cloth. V'koriches savaro, they'd wrap it around his neck. Zemo shechetzo, v'zemo shechetzo. Two people would pull at either end. Achenafshe yotzo, until he was strangled to death, until his nefesh left him. So let's review what we learned today. So today we learned how they carried out the other three misos based in. So we learned about Sreifa, that they would put him knee deep in manure so he cannot move, and either open up his mouth manually or open up his mouth using a cloth to sort of strangle him a little bit and then pour the hot lead down his throat. Anyone who does differently and who doesn't do it with hot lead and just burns someone at the stake is probably a tzeduki Beis Din. And then Mishnah Gimel, we said that hereg is done by Machlokas, Tanakama says, as he's standing up just to chop his neck off, with his head off with a sword, but then his body crumbles to the ground, and that's a nivel. Rabbi Yehuda says that you chop his neck off with an axe when he's lying down, and the Chum said that's a nivel. And Chenek is that they would put him knee deep in manure, and they would again take a cloth and pull it in both directions until he was strangled to death. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet.